Welcome back to the ninth episode of Pervolite's podcast, Top Rock. I'm Amanda Booth, and today I'm joined by Evelyn Essek, and we will be ranking Led Zeppelin's top three best albums. So, what is your third favorite album?
My third favorite is Led Zeppelin II. It's their second studio album from 1969. The cover art is like a brown background with the band in front of like a Zeppelin looking thing with smoke in the background, and it has their logo. Some songs that I like on it, Whole Lotta Love, that's the first track, I believe, has like a guitar slide part and, I don't know, some cool vocals. I like Livin' Lovin' Made. There's a good part difference between the instruments. It'll be like a vocal and then just some drum parts, and then back to vocals, and then back to drum parts. It actually starts with vocals and not a guitar riff, which I thought was interesting because most Zeppelin songs start with some sort of iconic riff. And What Is and What Should Never Be, that's the second track. This is actually my favorite track on the album. It has like slow and fast parts, has a like cool voice distortion. And something that's interesting is if you use it with headphones, the middle parts of it actually switch between your left and right, like earbuds or headphones.
That's cool. I also had Led Zeppelin II for my second favorite album, and I really agree with you on Whole Lotta Love and Livin' Lovin' Made. I put both of those on there. I thought that Whole Lotta Love is just like one of the classic Zeppelin songs. Like everyone really knows that one. And it has a really good beat and rhythm, and I didn't see any flaws in it. It's just super catchy. And then Livin' Lovin' Made, I actually hadn't listened to that one before until I deep dived into all the albums, and I really like that one. And I just think overall this album has like so many cool beats, and it stands out. And also Ramble On is that's a banger.
Really good. I think it's just really decent for being like relatively early in their discography.
Oh yeah, I agree. So now my second album that I chose is Led Zeppelin 4. Staying on the theme of the Led Zeppelin titles here, I really liked Black Dog, and again, that's another one of their popular songs, and for good reason. It's really good. It's a banger. And then I also put Stairway to Heaven. I feel was one of their albums where they just made so many of their really popular songs in this one. And that, in my opinion, Stairway to Heaven is their best song. I think so. I've just been growing up listening to that one. And I just really like how it starts very soft and mellow, and eventually it like scales up to louder and upbeat, and it has really good guitar solos in between the vocals. And then I also put when the Levee breaks, and I just really like the light vocals in that, and it's super upbeat.
That one's, yeah, I like that one a lot. My second, I actually ranked Led Zeppelin 4 slightly higher. My second is Houses of the Holy. This is their fifth album. And some songs on here are Dire Maker, which I love this song. It's like kind of happier and less hard rock, like less kind of a Zeppelin sound. Covers some more sensitive topics, and there's some awesome drums. This is, I think, my favorite song on the album. Their most famous song, I guess, from the album is The Ocean. This riff is really cool. I feel like most Led Zeppelin songs have a really iconic guitar riff at the beginning or throughout. This one's just kind of like a classic rock and roll song. There's like heavy drums, that iconic riff, I guess, like a hard, edgy voice, driving beat. It kind of slows down in the middle, but it builds back up. Over the Hills and Far Away is another song that I guess is, this one's kind of less Led Zeppelin-y, but it's acoustic at the beginning, and then there's another iconic guitar riff, and Jimmy Page's guitar solo is really good. An honorable mention I have for this one is Dancing Days. This one's just like really cool. There's nothing like real unique about it. It just sounds like a Led Zeppelin song.
See, I listened to the Houses of Holy album. I did, and I thought some of the songs, they were decent, but then there was just too many more mellow, in my opinion. And I just feel like them compared to the songs you'd hear in the Led Zeppelin 2, 3, and 4, It's a little too different. I feel like they went a slightly different direction with some of the songs in that album. And I know that's a good thing for artists to like expand, but I don't know. I just like when they stick to it.
Some of them don't sound like Led Zeppelin at all. But yeah. I think that's super cool, though, that they do that, that they kind of expanded. And I think, in my opinion, that's some of their best music, is ones that don't sound like a generic, like, Led Zeppelin rock song.
Yeah, I feel like it just, it's mainly, like, my opinion on music. Like, my taste is more rock and more, like, heavier rock. Right, so whatever, it's, like, more mellow, I'm like, I don't know, I'm not digging it. But what was your number one?
My number one was Led Zeppelin 4, which I guess is not actually called Led Zeppelin 4. It's like an untitled album, but it's like their fourth album, so they just called it Led Zeppelin 4. It's my favorite, not just because I have it on vinyl, I do, but I think it's the best sounding, and like you said earlier, has like the most iconic songs in it. The cover art for this one, I believe, is the old man holding sticks on his back. It's like a beige-ish brown background. Notable songs on here, obviously Stairway to Heaven. This one's probably the most recognizable or like well-known song. It's kind of up there with the November Rain, Free Bird, Bohemian Rhapsody, like super unnecessarily long songs, but like you know all the words. Everyone knows how it goes, like starts slow, speeds up and adds in different instruments. Iconic, really.
I agree with that. That's definitely my favorite song.
What else? Battle of Evermore. That one's pretty cool. It, like, distorted guitar sounds. Something interesting about this one, Robert Plant actually recruited, I think his name's Sandy Denny, to sing a duet on here. This is the only song with a guest vocalist, and I believe all of their albums. There are no drums on the song. It's just, like, a mandolin or guitar thingy. It's less well-known, but I think it's also really cool. And then Going to California, this is the second-to-last track, and this one has the love in her eyes and flowers in her hair lyric, and this is my favorite Led Zeppelin lyric. I just think it's so pretty.
That is a good one.
What else? Yeah, that's about it. It's just, like, super iconic. People know most of the songs, but even the songs that you don't know as well are still really, really good.
See, I agree. I definitely think Led Zeppelin 4 is very high up there. Like, that one, it's so good. See, for my number one, I chose Led Zeppelin 3, but my reasoning for this is because typically I know that I would have picked Led Zeppelin 4 before I did a little deep dive into albums, because that's a very easy choice. But I decided I needed to really, like, listen to an album fully, and this was the one that I haven't heard many songs from, but I've heard enough to want to continue listening. And I liked almost all the songs on this album. Like, I think there was maybe just one that I didn't like. But my top three were Celebration Day, and I just thought it had a really cool beat and rhythm, and it was just really vibey. I liked the vibes of that song.
That one is fun. Yeah, I'm not as familiar with that album either, but yeah, that one is still really, really good.
I just know that my brother has that song on one of his playlists, and I knew that one, and I thought that was so good, so I decided to explore that one, and I found others too, like Immigrant Song, another one. That one, to me, that's another classic. That one's, it has a unique beat, and I like the lyrical touches. It's nice. Like,
and that's another one with a really, really good riff.
Exactly.
This seems to be a Led Zeppelin theme here, is every song has a iconic riff that you can immediately go, okay, that's one of these songs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I like that, that's their staple there. Mm-hmm. And then my last one was Gallows Pole. I love the guitar in the song, and I think its rhythm is very nice. It's just a really good song overall, and I really like just almost every single song on this album. And same with Led Zeppelin 4. Like, realistically, I'd probably put them both at number one, but since I had to choose, I wanted to choose the one that I explored instead of the one I already knew.
Right. Yeah, I feel like it's hard to rank Led Zeppelin because they're all so different. Like we said with, like, Houses of the Holy, like, they kind of expanded on their songs and different sounds and bringing in different instruments. So as they, like, developed as a band, their music kind of developed also. You can go from, like, really pretty slow songs right into, like, songs with an iconic riff and just going, oh, that's a really hard rock song. And it works. Everything works with this band, pretty much.
I agree with that. There was one album that I did listen to, and it was In Through the Outdoor. And I thought it sounded like a bunch of little ditties. Like, it sounded so, like, folk mixed with rock. Like, folk rock. And I just, I did not expect to hear some of the music I did from that album, and it was, I couldn't even tell you it was Led Zeppelin, honestly. It was just very out there, I thought, for them. And it wasn't bad, it's just, no, it's not just, my type.
It was weird for them to do that. Like, because you weren't really expecting them to do that.
I know, I like hit the first song, I'm like, what? What is this? This is insane. Another one, do you know the song Cashmere by them?
Yes.
I love that song, but the rest of the album, I don't like it.
No.
I don't like the rest of the album. It's Physical Graffiti.
That one, I think Cashmere is their like most famous song. I actually love the string part on that song. It is so cool.
It is such a pretty song. Like, I love that song.
It's so, that one's another unnecessarily long song. That one might be little more unnecessarily long.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I feel like Stairway, you kind of have to have all 8 minutes or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's different parts.
That Cashmere is definitely probably my second favorite song by them. But I just don't like the fact that I didn't like the rest of the album very much. It's just they had that one amazing hit in there, and then the rest of them kind of fell flat.
I feel like a lot of their albums really aren't like that, though.
Yeah, but like, their main ones that everyone knows about, those ones are great. It's just the random ones they have in between. Like, some of them I put, they're good albums. Like, the rest of them, they're pretty good. It's just, they don't make the top three. They don't make the cut.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think Led Zeppelin, they know what they're doing.
Yes.
They have it together. They actually aren't like other artists and have three-hit wonder and that's it.
Mm. Like, they just put out album after album that's like, oh, this one's good, and I know this song from this album. Like, I feel like there's not really an album that's like, eh. Like, if you're in a certain mood, you can go with that mellow vibe and pick a different album. Or if you just want, like, hard rock, you can go with, like, one of their early ones.
Exactly. I agree with that. Thank you for tuning in to Purple Lights Podcast Top Rock. See you next time.